Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Yasu Show. Hope everybody is all okay. Just a quick announcement from Yasu. Please could all people that are onto the chat room, please sign in if you're a guest. It literally does just take a minute. Just sign into Blog Talk Radio. Give yourself a name and literally give yourself a password. And you can sign in there every time. It's just so that I can protect the people in the chat room. Obviously, I've got to look after those. So hope everybody's all okay. Tonight, I've got quite a few announcements of different things that's going on at the moment. I've been quite busy organising events up and down the country, so I want to have a word of you about that and various other things that I've been doing. So I want to give a few updates. Now, obviously, as you all know, I'm quite into my spiritual world, and I've got quite a few groups on Facebook that's literally to help along with that, with the psychics. I've got international medium groups and absolute loads and loads of things. So what I want to do first is I will share with you just a few of the links that I've got of different groups. Obviously, I need to get some more mediums onto my books. So if there's any mediums that are listening to the show that want to, obviously, maybe they want to go into churches, maybe they want to do events, maybe they've been up on a stage, or they want to get to the stage, by all means, give me a shout and let me know what you want to do. Obviously, we've got, let me just go down onto my psychics, we've got Psychic Medium Directory. So what I'm going to try and do is, literally, I will send you the link. Hold on a minute. I'm just trying to do 50 things at once at the moment, and it's just not working at all. So by all means, join the Ask Sue show. Click on this link, and it will literally give you a list of all the links that I suggest that you actually go to, which includes the Psychic Medium Directory, Psychic Awareness Across the World, and all that. So by all means, please go and join. You have to join the Ask Sue show first, and then it will give you all of the lists of all the different things that I'm into. Right, so we've got the Psychic Medium Directory group. This is literally for any churches, spiritual churches, or maybe you're looking for a medium at the moment. By all means, you can join to that. You can go on to the Psychic Awareness Grows Over the UK. Now, this is literally for all the UK people, and it's just showing you that the psychic awareness is growing, obviously, all over the UK. And a lot of churches are opening. There's a lot of events going on at the moment, so that's really good. Then we've got the Psychic Events Directory, and this is literally where it might be that you've got an event coming up. Maybe you're trying to plan one. Maybe you need to book a medium for an event and need some help. You can go on to that. Or you can, by all means, I organise events all over the UK, really, for any psychic part. So you can, by all means, join me there. And you can also give me an email at asksueuk@gmail.com. And that is literally for any events that you need booking with a medium, etc. Psychics Watched by Admin is also another good group to go to. This is if you've got a picture of a family member that's passed, or maybe you've got a question. You can go onto this group, and it will literally tell you, you know, things about the picture. It may be able to give you details of the passing, loads of different things. So by all means, join there, and that is literally where we can help you with pictures, questions, and all sorts. So by all means, go to there. So I'll literally bump that to the top of the page so you can all look at that. So if you go to the Ask Sue Show group and have a look, click on the links, and it will literally take you straight to the group so you can join up straight away there too. So as I was saying, I'm doing quite a few different things at the moment, and I've got, for instance, we've got a psychic supper that's going to be coming up soon in Shrewsbury, which is in Shropshire. So for all those that live a few miles away, I apologise. You never know where we might get to next. So we've got the Shrewsbury Psychic Supper. This is literally where we have a fish and chip psychic supper, and we have tables with approximately six people on each, a medium at each table, and then you literally go around, they literally go around the tables, and everybody will end up with a reading at the end of the night. So it's an absolute brilliant night. This will be on the 29th of September. So if anybody would like to join on to that, with us with that, by all means, you can give me an email, asksueuk@gmail.com. That's asksueuk@gmail.com. Psychic supper, and it starts at 7, doors open at 7 o'clock for a 7:30 start, And obviously, we're getting bookings for that already. Then we've got also got the Telford Autumn Holistic Fair and Clairvoyant Evening. And I'm really looking forward to this. This should be an absolutely fantastic night. Now, we have got where we're going to have stalls in the day. This will be an holistic fair, so literally anything psychic, whether it may be tarot cards you're selling, crystals, anything really. Also, you'll be able to come up and get private readings and things like that as well. So it's going to be an absolute fantastic day. And then we go on to the night, which is literally going to be a demonstration of mediumship. And this will be an absolute another good night. It will literally be where we will have start at 7:30 and literally we'll go on till approximately 10 o'clock. We'll have a break in between. And it's just where people, you know, even if you've never been to one before, everybody is welcome. So by all means, you can join in there. Guests, please, can you join in to... that's guest 2806 and guest 2809. Can you join Blog Talk Radio so that we can protect the people in the chat, please? And this is where we will literally be able to, at Telford, we will literally have the Telford Inn, Telford Holiday Inn. They are going to do rooms for us at a special rate. So if anybody wants to stop over in Telford, that was fine too. And the train station is literally a 5-minute walk from that. So if anybody wants to join in, by all means go and have a look at the group that I've put onto the wall, and please share it everywhere. We need to get people going to this, and we need to build book stalls for the fair as well. They'll be £25 each per stall, and at the end of the day, for the people that can do readings, do you know what I mean, and sell things, that's a really good way, and it's where people are all brought together. So that's just, I'm really looking forward to that, to say the least. So we've got that. Then we've also got the demonstration of mediumship as well. This is going to be at the Telepost in Shrewsbury. And that is going to be, sorry for the flicking of paper. I've obviously just lost where I was at. Let me just go in my diary. I did write this down, but I can't find, now find a piece of paper. How unorganized is that? Right. The Shrewsbury one is the demonstration of mediumship, and that's in Shrewsbury, the 27th of October, and tickets will be just £5 each. And then we go then to the November, and this is the Christmas Psychic Fair, and this will be £25 a stall. Same thing, really, 10 till, doors open at 10 o'clock, ready for 11 o'clock start, going on till 4 o'clock, and then we've also got the evening as well. So we've got loads of different things. Please join the Ask Sue Show group, and this is where I will literally be telling everybody what exactly we're doing and everything that's coming up. So thanks very much for listening to those. And also, I've just put on my Ask Sue website, and it's asksueuk.wix.com/ask then Sue. So if I send you, I will send you the link. If everybody wants to go and have a look, that sort of gives you an update of exactly what I'm all about, what I do, and what is obviously under this massive Ask Sue Show umbrella. There's quite a few things going on, to say the least. If anybody wants to come on the show one night, maybe you want to do a show yourself about a charity. It may be a business or whatever it may be, give us an email, asksueshow@gmail.com, and we can join there. Also, anybody wants to do any advertising, give us an email. We can help you also. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. So have a look at the website and see what you think. Now, tonight, we're just going to have a bit of an open night tonight. I thought we could take some phone calls tonight with regard to people that are interested in the psychic world. And also, if you've actually had a reading, what you thought of it, have you never had a reading before? I'd like you to give this a call in and let us know your thoughts. If you've actually think that it's, I don't know, maybe you've just had a reading and you weren't quite sure about it, give us a call in. Yes, I may be taking a few readings shortly too. So I'm just going to have a very small drink with a few painkillers. We're just going to have Angels with Robbie Williams just while we have a little bit of a drink and a few painkillers for this back of mine. And I'll be back with you very shortly.
I sit and wait. There's an angel. Contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through where, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Well, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know
welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. I do love it how my listeners always put me in the right direction of what you want me to do tonight. And it looks like by the phone lines you quite like the idea of Sue readings. So So, okay, who am I to tell you what to do? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a few readings tonight. I must admit, I am not going to be doing the full two-hour show tonight. I am in a lot of pain. Just in case any of you didn't know, I fell down the stairs the other day, bumped down 8 steps, and have bruised all the bottom of my back or done something, and into the coccyx, apparently, at the bottom of my back. So maybe an early night. I know, don't all laugh at once. I know, I try to have an early night, but it just doesn't happen. I do try. So I've just took the old painkillers, got my coffee to the ready, and obviously have been getting back into the spiritual world quite a bit. And very funny to my partners, just put bumpsy, laugh out loud. Anyway, moving swiftly on. So tonight what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some readings tonight. If anybody would like to call in, I will do as many as I can. But obviously I like to do a decent reading, but I try not to go on too much. So those that think I'm just doing too much, by all means, just say. Poor thing, I hope you will be okay, Sue. Try to relax, Sue. Don't move around too much. I tell you what, if you could feel the pain, honestly, and see me trying to get up, I look like I'm about 80, never mind 38, honestly. It's near to, don't know, and I'm having to fidget all the time, you know, just to keep myself going. So, right, so I'm going to go straight to the phone lines, and Bill's going to be watching the chat for me just to make sure that we've got no silly business, because I can't read and try and do a reading. So as soon if I suddenly go a bit quiet, it's because I'm having to deal with the chat. So hope everybody is okay with that. My first caller tonight, who was straight in on the idea that Sue may be doing readings, is Tanita. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Have you got a special question in mind, or
yeah,
what is it you're looking for?
I'm trying to figure out what to do about my marriage, whether to move forward or to let it go.
I'm going to firstly say there has been a shed load of tears.
Yes.
You are very much wrapped up. You, they're showing me you are literally at a give way.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally either has there been violence around you?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because I've almost seen like it's a boxing ring.
Yeah.
One of you's quick with the words, and one of you's quick with the fists.
Right.
One of you is very quick on the, if something is said, there is an answer given. You are literally, if I said something to you, you could give me an answer straight back.
Yeah.
Almost a little bit like me, a little bit of sarcasm.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, they're not so quick-witted as you back, and so instead of giving you words back, you'll get a smack.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's also mental abuse within this as well.
Right.
You've literally got the whole caboodle all around you. This is domestic violence as well as thing. I'm not going to go any further than that for you, okay? I'm going to say to you, you feel like that you've come to a T-junction, and it's like there is a lot of love there. You are remembering memories. But the trouble is, at the moment, the good times are memories because they haven't happened for a while.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Who is it that suffered with the depression?
My husband, I think.
But you're saying I think, and I was just about to say this is something that's been hidden.
Right. Alcohol and covering it with alcohol.
Right, okay. The thing is, you've been trying to talk to him and trying to see, make the... And I'm almost seeing that you are apologizing for something you haven't done to try and ease the situation, to sort everything out. But the trouble is, because of the drink, it's still not getting through.
Right.
You, But I need to ask you, why are you apologizing for something you haven't done?
I haven't. I just said if I've hurt you in any way and wasn't aware of it, I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying to him.
Yeah, but you're still apologizing. Even though that you know that you did not do anything wrong, you still apologize. But that with you, it's going even way back to when you were very young. You did that a lot, even in previous relationships, where you'll apologize. Even though you didn't know that you didn't do any wrong, you'll actually apologize.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If for instance, let's just say you and your friend were talking and all of a sudden your friend didn't answer back a phone call, you would actually text them and say, I'm sorry, have I done something to upset you?
Yeah,
haven't actually, it's just that's automatic with you.
Yeah, it is.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because sometimes I feel like maybe I've hurt someone and not really aware of it, so I apologize beforehand. Because I know you can hurt people and not know it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm feeling, no, I can never say this, so you guys are going to have a right laugh in the chat room. What's the part where you feel like you've been there before? What do you call it?
That's how it feels to me. It feels like that, like I've been in this predicament before, but don't know from where or what time period.
But do you know what? Were you in a relationship before that would have been like this if you'd have let it carry on going?
Yeah, with my daughter's father. That's what I feel like.
But you didn't let it get to this situation.
Right, I left.
Yeah. So it's like the questioning why you're letting it happen again.
Trying not to, but it seems like I'm right back there. I'm not trying to allow for it to happen. It's just happening.
They are showing me, they are literally pushing you back, okay?
Okay.
And they are saying to you, you've got to step back to make the realization of what they're missing. This guy does love you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm feeling a love between you. You used to have really good times, and something happened to him that made him start the drink.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out what was it.
It's something that he has not, I would say at the very most, two more people know about it, but nobody else.
Right.
Okay. But then, who had, is it you that's getting the panic attacks?
No, not me. I think that's his mom. She goes through migraine headaches.
And the chest is tight?
That's what it feels like to me, like she's going through that phase due to, you know, his drinking problem. Because
right.
I see her rub her head. She says she has migraines, but I think they're panic attacks to me personally. I think they're panic attacks.
What I'm feeling at this moment in time would feel to me like a panic attack. It's like I almost can't get my breath. It's making me feel quite dizzy. And I would say that after getting all of this, I would actually get a headache from it. So I don't think the headache is the panic attack. I think the headache is what's coming after the panic attack.
Oh, so she is, his mom is had. That's what I thought. She was having panic attacks.
Yeah.
She keep calling
it headache. I'm feeling it in my chest. And it's like, I can't breathe properly. It's making me feel a bit dizzy. And then afterwards, I'm getting a headache with it.
Yeah, that's his mom.
Okay. Who is the person around you that's got the very bitter nails?
Bitter nails?
Biting their fingernails.
My husband, he does that.
Literally nibbles it down till there's nothing there.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Right, okay. Because it's quite funny because I'm holding my fingernails and it's like I'm trying to hide them because it's like, you know, they're saying to me he would literally chew his nails down to nothing.
Yeah, that's him.
He's one of these people that's got quite a few habits around him. There's other things that annoys you about him habit-wise. And I feel like you're picking up on everything at the moment. So it's not just the drinking that is the issue. There's actually other things that are annoying you about him as well.
Right.
Does that make sense? Now, this
yes,
could be
it does.
That he let's just say it, every single bloke still leaves the toilet seat up, don't they? But you know what I mean? It's like there's loads of different things that you could say to me, yes, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing the other, and the drinking is just finishing me off.
Right. You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Have you had a birthday around you recently?
Yes, I did. My birthday just
right,
passed.
Okay. Has this guy done betting as well?
Betting
on horses or something?
No.
Why are they showing me somebody that did betting? Is this from a previous relationship that they're showing me that somebody did betting? They're showing me horse betting. It's like it's like another habit.
No. Nobody I've dated gambled.
Okay, all I'm going to say is just watch then. I don't know why they put that into my mind. They've literally just put where there's this gambling or something around you. So just keep an eye out for that, okay?
Okay.
He's staying up till very late at night, isn't he?
My husband, yes. And I'm trying to figure that out. Like, why is he up creeping around the house all hours of the night?
This is, he's not sleeping well, and I'm feeling that this has been going on for quite some time now, isn't it?
Yes, years.
Because I'm feeling that it's going to catch up.
Oh, the drinking is going to catch up to him.
Yeah. He's literally, I feel that he's pacing up and down them stairs. Is he having nightmares as well?
I think so, because he wakes up and just cuts all the lights on, like, I'm not trying to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking around like, what is the problem?
Do you know what? I actually think that the drink is doing him quite some harm and it's going to catch up. I think in the next few weeks you're going to see a change in him and he's going to be poorly. And I'm going to say this personally because I've got an uncle who's an alcoholic and I know what it's like. And let's hope that reality check comes in with him because he is going to be poorly with it if it's not. I can see changes around him in the sense of this is where the nightmares are coming because he's actually poorly.
Oh.
It's going to catch up. He actually feels like he's invincible, like all alcoholics. Feels
right.
Like he's invincible. It will never happen to me. Who's George around you?
George.
It's funny because they've shown me the name. Now, if it isn't with you, it's my mind playing tricks with me, okay? Because my uncle's mate is actually called George, but they've just chucked the name George into my head.
Oh.
Do you know anybody, George?
I know of someone named George, but we're just like, you know, how you pass by somebody on the way somewhere, you'll say hi. You'll stop to say
right.
hi, and then you go. It's like that.
Right. Let me just say to you that my uncle's mate, George, has been very, very poorly because of the drink, and he got trouble with his liver and everything. And it's funny because the name came in, and then I said it, and I thought, ultimately, that's my uncle's mate. He was very poorly. He'd lost a lot of weight. And I am almost, they're showing me a mirror now, so I'm going to say to you that your husband has lost weight. He's not eating as well as he should.
Yes.
He's up silly o'clock. He's pacing up and down. This is literally, they're showing me a mirror image, so I'm going to say to you that it's not going to be long. I would say 4 weeks at the very most, and he is going to, you will see him starting to take on, he's going to start taking the pain, okay? There may be more drinking around him because he's trying to cover the pain.
Right, he is. He's always leaving here drinking all the time. And then he'll stay out because he's so drunk. And I'm like, when are you going to quit? When you die?
You need to, they're putting a hand in front of you. One is to protect you, and the second is to move you back. Okay?
Okay.
They're not saying to me for you to leave. They're saying for you to take a step back.
Oh, so and just watch his situation.
You have literally, I just see that, and no offense, please don't take offense to this, but you haven't really got a life at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost who you are totally.
Yes.
If I said to you, if let's just say me and you had just met as friends, and I rang up and said, oh, so what have you been doing today? What do you want to do with your life? Where do you want to go? What is it you're doing at the moment? You couldn't really answer me because you've lost
right.
who you are totally.
Yes, I'm trying to find myself in the midst of all this headache.
Right. So what I'm going to say to you is, they're putting a hand in front of you. They're there protecting you. They're asking you to take a step back. They're not saying to leave because you couldn't leave because you love him very much.
Yes.
But what I'm going to say to you is, you need to take a step back and you need to find you.
Okay.
He is doing what he's doing. He is a grown man. They're showing me that he is in the next 2 or 3, 4 weeks at the most, he's going to get worse. Now, I don't know if this is the drink. I think the pain's going to get worse, so he's either going to be drinking more to cover the pain, or he is going to have to go to the doctors because of the pain. Okay?
Oh, my God.
But what I want to say to you is, please don't take that on board at the moment. Step back, and you need to have a bit of time for you to find out about you.
Okay.
He's got to realize that you are a person and you are not just there for his beck and call. You have got to step back and find you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Who, have you felt that there is somebody around you in your bedroom?
Yes. All the time, every night. I feel like somebody's...
You've got a picture of somebody in your bedroom.
My father. Yes, right. My father.
He's showing me that. I couldn't see who it was, but that's who is around you, okay?
That's what I thought.
Please just talk to him, because he's really worried about you. He feels like he's losing, how can I put this? He's losing his daughter because of how you're changing.
Yes.
You've changed to what he remembers, and he wants you to go back to where you were.
Okay.
Is this him, or is it a friend of his that was an alcoholic?
It was my father, too, yes.
Right. That is why he's showing me, at this moment in time, that at the moment, spirits are teaching me different ways to work. And at the moment, they show me things. So if they're showing me, like, mirrors, right? And what they do is, if there's somebody that resembles somebody else, they put a mirror in between them. And it's like, you're actually breaking down a lot more because it's reminding you of your dad.
Yes, it is.
That is why your dad is coming around you. He now is seeing what it's doing to you with your husband, and I am seeing that he's hurting because he's now seeing what he did to you.
Yes.
Okay? Where you're at is where your mum was. Am I correct?
Oh. When my mother, no, they were younger when they met. They were teenagers.
But was your dad at times violent?
For me personally, I don't know. She's told me stories, but, you know, it's two sides to every story. So from what she said, yes.
I am actually picking up that they are putting a mirror on your dad and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the resemblance is in the mirror, okay? They're saying to me, this is why your dad's round you, and he's trying to protect you because he knows now what he did to you because he's seeing it for himself.
Okay. Seeing the hurt and pain come out. Okay.
Yeah. So all I'm going to say to you is, you need to sit in your bed at night on your own and ask him to come close and ask him to help you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You two weren't over close, you and your dad. You were close, and you knew that you were both there, but it's like you didn't give hugs and stuff like that. It wasn't a close.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He wouldn't ever say to you that he loved you as such, but he'd say words that resembled it, but it wasn't the words. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He'd say, you know, he would... go around about the bush instead of actually saying what he wanted to say.
Yes, that's him.
Have you got I can see writing. So did your dad do some writing of something to you that you've kept?
No, I have no writings of him.
Have you got a card, a birthday card or a card around that picture?
No, it's just his, what it is, it's his obituary. That's the only thing I have of his.
Because I'm just, right, okay, is that with the picture?
Yeah, it's an obituary, you know, with the picture on it. That's all
right.
I have.
Okay, did you actually do the words to the obituary?
No, my little sister did.
Right, because he's showing me this bit of writing must be a paragraph in particular that really touched his heart by what words were said.
Oh, okay, that was from my youngest sister.
Right, okay.
The youngest sister did the obituary.
Who's Catherine around you?
Catherine?
Catherine, Kathleen, or... Catherine.
Not sure.
Catherine. They're saying Catherine or Kathleen, or...
I know someone named Catherine at work.
Right.
I know somebody by their name.
Right. It could be that... Have you spoken to her about what's going on?
No.
So what's it's weird because unless they're just telling me your name for me to prove to you that they're actually around you, okay? You really it's actually been said to you by your friends as well about the fact that you feel like you've changed.
You
used to be the life and soul of the party with your mates, and you some of them you haven't seen for ages.
Yeah, that's true.
There is one in particular that you've known a long, long time, and I'm going to say that they're almost the point of family, but you didn't see them.
Yes.
You haven't seen them. This is like, you know when you say that your friend is so close that it could be your sister or it could be a relative?
Yes.
I feel that they're that close, but you've not seen them in ages.
Oh. It's quite a few people like that.
But there is one person, and they're not showing me who, but they're saying there's one person of your friends that was a very good friend at times, and they got so close that they were like family to you. You need to go and see them, and you need to rekindle these friendships that you've lost.
Okay.
You know, just literally to get yourself out there.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just literally remember that hand's in front of you protecting you. It's pushing you back. It's not telling you to leave. It's just telling you to push back a little bit and literally take a bit of you time and work out what you want and literally find yourself. You've lost yourself somewhere and you need to find yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, listen, massive hugs to you because I know, and this is from me, not from spirit or anything else. It's from me. I've seen my uncle who's an alcoholic and it breaks my heart when I see him. I know exactly what you're going through. There is people out there that can help you as well. Don't fight it on your own. See if you can get some help and some support. I know it's hard sometimes talking to friends because they just say, well, tell him to stop drinking. On his side of the coin, it's not that easy, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Obviously, there's something deeper underlying that's causing this issue. So, you know, any help you can get for him is even better for you too. Do you know what I mean? But, he can only do that too sometimes. You know, you have to take a step back sometimes because of that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Please, Tanita, keep in touch. Let us know how you get on. And if you're on Facebook, join the Ask Sue show, okay?
Okay.
All right, you look after yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Thank you very much to Danita for calling into the show. I hope you're okay with all of that. Guest 2806, you have been requested to join into Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, we'll have to delete you from the show because we do need to protect our listeners. So please just sign into Blog Talk Radio. Right, so thank you very much for that. OPEP, is everybody all okay in the chat? Hope you're all okay. Yes? It's very quiet tonight, isn't it, to say the least. You obviously haven't been sharing the show very much, you guys, have you? Now let me just do a quick mention. Hi, Danielle, who's my local lass. Hope you're okay. She's put, hi there, me and my sister are doing a charity. Everybody started talking now, sorry. Hi there, me and my sister-in-law are doing a charity on the 3rd of November for Women's Aid. And you keep talking. Hold on a minute. Don't talk, anybody, for a little second. Hi there, me and my sister-in-law are doing a charity on the 3rd of November for Women's Aid Refuge for Women that as or still is in a domestic violence, abuse, etc. We need stuff for our raffle, and I was wondering if you could help us. It's for a really good cause. So, yes, and I'd just like to say that I have said that I will donate two tickets to one of my events in November. And if anybody wants to help Danielle, you can by all means, you can email asksueuk@gmail.com or asksueshow@gmail.com if anybody would like to donate anything to them. So, and hope Gary's okay as well, Danielle. Hope you're okay, both of you. Right, let's go back to the phone lines. And where are we? We've got Natasha on the line. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
It's quite all right. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I quite enjoyed the last reading. That was amazing.
Thank
you're
you.
So great.
I would love to take the credit, but it's not me. It's Spirit. And
I
it's
know.
Literally, it's so funny because I literally... How can I say? I've been doing readings quite a while, but I haven't done it to this degree, and I'm really enjoying it, but it's also like I'm still on a learning curve, so it's like they're teaching me different ways. For instance, they show me some of my family members, put a mirror in between like them and somebody else of your family that will then show me who they're like or who they resemble. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's quite weird. So is there a question?
It was amazing.
Thank you. Is there any questions in particular that you've got?
Yep. Whatever you can focus on for me with love or anything that comes up is great. You were just amazing.
Okay. You've been on your own a bit, am I right in saying?
I have, yes.
Literally... That last caller could actually take a pinch of your book because I feel you had quite a bad relationship, quite a heartbreak, to the point that it lingered a little bit after it as well. And then you literally found yourself and literally you are now like, right, I'm ready to take on the world now. I'm ready to make this fresh start. I want to start anew.
Right.
Does that sound about right?
It does.
Okay. You've had tears around you, but not over love lately as well.
Yes, you're right, actually. Just life in general.
All I want to say is I feel totally suffocated in, and excuse my French, but suffocated in all of this crap.
Yeah, you're so correct.
To the point where you've actually sat there and said, life's a bitch and then you die.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to say to you, I just want to really just want to lift you up and show you that big blue sky. I feel like you have literally shut yourself in. You focus so much on yourself that you have literally forgotten what you actually want.
Right.
Am I right in saying that you don't go out as much as you used to either?
Not as much as I used to years ago, but actually in the last month I've been trying to get out because I just feel so suffocated, like you said.
No, this is really random, right? Okay.
Okay.
They have literally shown me a pair of heel shoes. Now, they can't possibly be for me because I can be walking in. I actually walked across my lawn the other day and literally was in my trainers, stood in a hole, fell in a ruck because I twisted my ankle. So these heels are definitely not for me, okay?
That is hilarious. I am addicted to heels, and the moment I put them on when I go out, they got to come off. But yes, I love my heels.
They are showing me that you, it's almost like you're, you need to find yourself, and you used to be, wherever you went, you were dolled up to the nines. And I'm not saying that in a nasty way, I'm saying that in a really nice way. You didn't overdo it, but when you walked out that door, you turned heads.
Yes, I do. I usually do.
Yeah, do you know what?
And not to say it in a bad way, but you're right.
Do you know what? I want to say to you, even though you ummed and ahed then, you couldn't say that to yourself. If
right.
I said to you to look in the mirror tonight and say to yourself that you are beautiful, you'd say, oh, no way, I can't do that.
Yeah,
am
right.
I right?
Yeah, you are.
Right. What I'm going to say to you is no more of the, and I'm not actually showing me, but they are showing me what I would say as you go out and you, and in the UK, I don't know what your guys' slang is over there, but it's you're going out and you're literally in your tracky bottoms and you're chilling and you just go out and it's like, oh, whatever, right?
Yeah.
You didn't used to be like that.
No,
you would
literally
go out, you would look beautiful even if you didn't put your makeup on, but you would have your hair done nice, you'd be all, everything would be colour coordinated, you'd have your nice shoes on, even if they were casual, they'd still be nice and you would go out there and you could do anything.
Yeah.
You could put your mind to absolutely anything you like out there and nothing would faze you. But at the moment, I feel like you're a bit, and I'm not saying you actually go out in tracksuit bottoms, but it's like you go in your casual clothes and you just think, oh, do you know what I mean? I can't really be bothered with all this. I'll get what I want and I'll come home. Before you wouldn't. You'd have got your shoes on, you'd have got all nice, and you've gone out there and think, right, what else can I do?
Right. Well, no, I try to go out as nice as I can. That's
yeah.
One thing I do. Mm-hmm.
But you don't go out like you did before. You now go and you go out and you get what you need and you do a couple of things. Before, we'd have had a job to keep you in.
Yeah.
Okay? You need to literally change your mindset and think back what you were like, I'm going to say a couple of years ago, where you literally wouldn't have gone out that door unless you were all ready to go out. Okay?
I understand what you're referring to, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There were, that confidence is what you're lacking with finding somebody else. Okay? Before, you would have gone into a bar, you would have turned heads literally because of your glow and your personality. Now, please, before anybody in the show thinks, oh, my Lord, she's telling somebody to go in the bar with no clothes on, I didn't say that. I didn't say she was just going with personality and that. I'm saying you would have the whole picture. And
right.
You would turn heads just because of how you walked in, how you were confident, and how you could walk into a bar and you wouldn't be bothered that you were just a woman on her own. You literally just go in there and you talk to anybody and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need to go back to that. You have got to go back to how you used to be, that bubbly person, and think to yourself that you've been in a very low place and now it's time to get onto that high bit again. Okay? Have you got a dog around you that's in the spirit world?
I'm not an animal person.
Is there a dog around you that you would have, I'm not saying it was a family pet as such, but there was a dog around you when you were younger?
Honestly, I don't know. I know I had a dog about 12 years ago in my marriage, and I'm not sure if that dog's been passed on or not.
Right, okay. I'm trying to ask him what dog it was to try and confirm if that's the one, but they're not showing me. But this dog doesn't, it seems very busy, doesn't stop.
Okay.
It's quite funny because this dog is actually running around you and it's like trying to get you to run with it, you know what I mean? It's just saying, just go with it. Don't stand there and wait for everything to come to you. You're saying, you know, it's like with this man, you're literally going to be running back and you're going to meet him. You aren't going to see him standing there. You've got to get out there and bring out that big personality and that massive smile and that grace that you've got with you, okay? Just go with it. You are literally going to bump into this guy and you're just going to meet and you're going to know. I'm going to say it's going to be 3-6 months.
Okay.
Within 3 months, you're literally going to be able to turn things around. You're going to find who you are again in the sense of it's, you know that it's there within you. It's just taking a bit to get that out of you. You've already started the wheels in motion because you've started to do that step out, but now you need to take it up another couple of gears.
Okay.
Who trapped their fingers in a gate? They're showing me a gate. I may be wrong. It could be a door. But they trapped their fingers.
I don't know. Maybe that's going to happen. I don't know.
No. This is a past thing. Did you trap your fingers when you were younger?
If I did, I have blocked out that memory.
I don't blame you because I've done that many times and I don't want to remember it in all fairness. But I'm trying to pick up because they're showing me that this was younger. But just take it on board that you're... Is this something that you're doing at the moment that you've got to be careful?
I don't know. My goodness, I don't know.
There's something around you at the moment that you're dealing with that you've got to be careful.
Maybe with my job and my boss. I'm not sure. It's like I feel like I'm walking on glass with him lately.
And is this guy got dark hair?
No, he doesn't. He's older and he has white hair.
Why didn't I show me that? They're showing me a guy with dark hair.
Maybe. Okay.
Is there a guy at work with dark hair?
No, not at work. But two of the people that I have in my head regarding my love situation both have dark hair. Maybe I need
right.
to be careful.
They're showing me there's one that's got hair cut. Oh, do you know, I hate this when you get randomness, and I hate to... This is what they're showing me at the moment, okay? They've shown me short hair, and it's literally... It's shaved into the... Well, not shaved into the neck. It's a little bit longer than shaved into the neck. Does that
both
make
of them
sense?
Have shaved heads. Both of them have... Both of them, like, fade out their hair.
Right, but there's one that's longer... That goes into...
Maybe.
It's not... How can I put it? The shades where it's a grade one, and I'd say this was a bit longer than that.
Okay.
And it goes into their neck.
Okay.
No. They're not showing me any more than that. I'm just trying to see. Are you about 5 foot... 5'6", 5'7", about my height?
5'8".
Right, so you're quite tall. Because I'm seeing this guy's about another 2-3 inches above you.
Oh, okay. Is this somebody around me right now? I think I know who you're referring to.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's you because they showed me work, but it could be just around you. But I'm seeing you with... When you're stood there and they're literally taller than you...
Okay, both of them are taller. One is actually the father of my youngest child. That one I wanted to ask you if you see reconciliation. And then the other one is
can,
new
just
around
stop there for a minute.
Okay.
Just stop there a minute.
Go ahead.
You've got a massive heart for him, haven't you?
I do.
But you why don't you say? You've wrapped them thoughts up in cotton wool that you just don't want to let out because you're too frightened.
Because every time he's just hurt me emotionally so much, that's all the hurt that you saw. It's been like 7 years of back and forth, and I just don't know anymore.
I just, with you then, I had to stop you because literally I just got empowered. If you mention his name, you literally get a buzz, don't you?
A what?
You still get a buzz with it inside you. Do you know what I mean? You still get that feeling even inside you now.
Yeah.
Even after all that time.
Yeah.
They're not. It's like as if I'm wanting that question for you because I feel like you really need to know that question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm burning because I want to find out.
Do you need his name? Does it help you?
Let me just say what I'm seeing in a minute. I'm feeling like you're so cautious that you're not letting him close even if he wanted to.
You're absolutely right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like you've got barbed wire around you with him,
mm-hmm.
but you want to let down that wire, but you're still so, you've got so many hurt issues there, and it's like, but you've still got them feelings that you want to let him in, but then he hits the barbed wire and then he backs off again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say to you, who is around you that had problems with their throat?
I don't know.
Did somebody actually try to commit suicide?
Oh, my goodness. You just gave me goosebumps. When you said throat and suicide, my cousin actually did commit suicide and he hung himself around his throat. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Yeah, that was about 12 years ago or so, very young.
Was it something for? Was he 24?
He was 20-something. 24 probably is right, or 21, I think. I don't know.
Because they're showing me four. So I don't know. And I've asked them to bring it back again, and they're not bringing it back. So I don't know if I'm right. Or it's either 24 or it happened in April or something.
I think it was in June.
Right, okay. I think he was 20. They're showing me 24 again. So, oh, gosh, they just so much emotion around him.
Mm.
It was a massive shock.
Mm-hmm.
Massive shock to the whole family. Literally, so much emotion with him. He was the love issues around him at the
mm-hmm.
time.
That's why he did it.
Right. He's showing me that people put blame on her.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps.
Yes. Sorry, I'm feeling like he's got so much emotion. It's like I really want to cry. That's do you know what I mean? He's got, but he wants people to know that he doesn't blame her. He was the one that did it. He was the one that ended it, and that was his choice. Okay. You know, even though there was the blame's being pushed to here and there and everywhere. He said at the end of the day, if there was any blame, it was to him because he did it and he caused the pain to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Was there a child around him?
Mm-hmm. That's all of it was because of a girl and a child that he wasn't allowed to see.
Right. Was that child about... I'm trying to work out, because my kids are quite tall, so I usually get ages wrong by how high, you know what I mean? But I'm going to say 3, 4?
Like 2 or 3, maybe, or between the ages of 2 and 4, maybe, yeah. I think like four. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think he's 14 now. Maybe he was like
right.
2? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Where is the R initial?
Where's the what? R? Oh,
R.
My oh, my goodness. That's my cousin's name, Ricky. Oh, my gosh.
Right. Okay.
Holy crap.
Did is it him? What? No, take that back. There was a ring. So had they not long got engaged, or did he wear a ring? Or he showed me this ring.
I don't know if they were engaged. I wasn't close, like, very, very close at the moment when all of this happened. But I just know that it was because of a girl and the baby. But I think he did wear a ring. I don't remember.
They're showing me a ring on his right-hand finger. Okay. Now, I'm... I think there was a disagreement over this ring that I can't work out if it's because there was something over the him and the girl, or if it's after he passed that there was an argument over the ring over who had it. But I'm being shown that it got passed. So
okay.
I don't know if it what the
Maybe
what the problem
the,
was.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow.
Right, Now, did he's showing me about who actually found? He's saying about who found him, right?
Okay.
It's like. It was like it's like he's saying that if he was to do it again, the only thing he would change is who found him.
Oh wow.
He didn't want it to be like that.
I think his roommate found him. I don't know much of the whole story. But apparently it was for attention because he was really like off the ground. I don't know. I think he was one he found before he actually, you know, was actually pronounced dead.
Do you know what? I'm going to get so kicked by the spirit world. Because I was actually going to say to you, because I got this, when I was saying to you about my throat, right,
right.
I felt like first I couldn't breathe, but then it was literally around my neck. So
right.
I feel like he actually didn't do it properly. Something,
yeah.
It was like where he'd put it on his. Oh, this is sounding really horrible. I need to prove to you it's definitely him. It's like he put it around his neck, but it wasn't put on properly. He didn't. It's almost like he's saying to me that if he'd have put it like further up or something, it would be quicker.
Oh wow.
God knows how he's just turned to a doctor. I don't know, but it's like he's saying to me he'd put it the wrong place. It made. He didn't die straight away.
Oh, wow.
And he wishes that it was different how he was found. So that would make sense because obviously he didn't want to be found not quite dead. He wanted to be found where it was all finished.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody of his family was found very, very poorly since this. They've
very
never got over
thin.
This. There is somebody very poorly from this.
That's my uncle. Or my aunt.
All I'm going to say is that he will never, ever, ever get over it.
Right. Sometimes we can't even talk to him about it. It really affects him.
He's actually seen him, hasn't he?
I don't know, but you're really giving me goosebumps. That's hilarious. I don't know, because we don't mention my cousin to him because that was his only son. So I don't know. He really hasn't taken it well.
I'm going to say that he will never, I don't feel that he'll ever get over it. It's like complete devastation. He feels guilty. He's like, why didn't he talk to me? Why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he do the other? And it's like, but I do think that your uncle has actually seen him. But he can't tell anybody about this because it's like nobody would believe him.
Right, okay.
Just things did just literally with him and his partner literally just change quite quickly. It was fine 1 minute and, you know, they were all fine, but something quite quickly changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he just couldn't deal with it. Just couldn't deal with it. But he just wants everybody to know that it was him that did it. He made the choice, and his partner is not to blame, okay? That person that people are blaming, all of this guilt and everything, he's saying, what is the point? Because at the end of the day, he did it. He was the one that decided. She didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But then I'm also seeing that he has come today because he wants you to see. And this is, I hate when I do these things, but he's actually saying to me that life's too short. Go and live it. And just, the relationship will come. Don't go looking. It's just going to come to you. But you need to just literally grace, and I keep saying this word grace for you, because you literally would grace a room with your presence. You would literally light up the room, but I feel like you lost part of your light. Okay?
Yeah.
Where, through my last relationship, he walked away with some of the light from you, okay?
Yeah.
You can re-grace that room, okay? But you need to find yourself, and I actually think things are going to come back. And that's quite weird, because I've just said come back, and I don't know if that...
Yeah, I was just going to... I was in my head thinking, still, if you see reconciliation with my youngest daughter's father, or do I just move on with it?
I actually think, by what I'm seeing, it's quite funny because I'm seeing this path, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to go down this path for, say, 2 or 3 months, and you're still going to be looking at him because there is something about him and you that's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But something else is going to take you off that path, okay? Look out for new, there's new light coming for you, okay?
Okay.
At the moment, you've lost your light a bit, okay, with the grace in this room. I'm going to say to you, there's another light energy coming to you that's going to boost you up even more, okay?
Okay.
So they're not showing me or telling me where you're going to meet him. Or, you know, it's quite funny because some people ring in and I'm sure they think I'm going to be able to give you their name, number and address. Do you know what I mean? But with them, they're not showing me anybody in particular that... Do you know what I mean? They're just saying that this person's going to come in. When you start building up your own light, this person's going to make you even brighter. Okay?
Okay.
But just realize that life's too short. Go and live it. Go back and put them heels on and go and face that world again. Because you've got such a bright light around you, okay?
Okay.
Just, honestly, just amazing. Absolutely amazing person. You are the sort that will help anybody. And you've literally made differences in people's lives, but now it's time for you to do the same for yourself.
That was so sweet. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Please, you know, I don't think you could actually go and tell Ricky's dad what was going on because it would freak him too much. But next time you go to him, or next time you see him, or next time you see family, just send a thought, okay? And that will be enough for Ricky to know that that message got to them, okay?
Okay.
He knows that you probably won't be able to tell them, but he knows that you'll be able to pass the thought to them, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Well, thank you ever so much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate
that. Thank you so much. No problem at all. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thanks, Natasha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I just want to say, I just want to send a massive hug to Natasha because I know that she's still listening. And I just want to say to you a massive hug because I felt the emotion there and it's really, really hard when you can feel that much emotion and that much love around somebody. And she is an amazing person. I've never spoken to Natasha before, but I just what I picked up and she's got such a light to burn. So Natasha, please just go and burn that light and just, you'll find it, okay? You'll find what you need. And I think that's just a little message for all of us here tonight. I just want to say to everybody, life is too short, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I just want you to all realise that, you know, I've lost a daughter after 2 days. And I tell you what, it just makes you realise that life is too short. So please just go and live it. You know, just appreciate what's around you. And I know it's hard sometimes because, let's face it, life's a bit of a shit sometimes, to say the least. Because I just think that, you know, people kick you down, but you've got to get back up. Do you know what I mean? Don't let them kick you down. You know, you are so worth more than that. Do you know what I mean? So please, you know, you'll get there. All of us will get there, okay? We're all going to be on the right path, and we will get there. It just takes time. So, you know, and share those smiles, everybody, okay? Right, I'm just going to have a bit of a drink, to be honest. So hopefully it washes these tablets down because this pain's not going. And then I'm going to go straight back to the phone lines to do another reading. So let's see if we can have a bit. I feel like a bit of a uplift one. This one actually is going to be for Natasha because this is the right one. Hopefully I write this right. But this is for Natasha and for Ricky. And to all of you looking for a bit of extra. And hopefully, you know, let's make life so much better for everybody. Here you go.
Never knowing I'll be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to ride no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wink of an eye. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering? Every day I breathe, please come back to me. And if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Turn back the hand of time. And my darling, you still be mine. And you had enough love. Oh, 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 the both of us. But I did you wrong. I'm facing the rest of my life alone. Oh, it's my turn. Turn back the hands of time. Then, my darling, you would be mine.
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. And I apologise if that was a bit too much for some of you, but obviously I just absolutely love that song. And like I said in the chat, that one was for Natasha, but also in memory of my nan, who I lost about 10 years ago now. And she was my mum, my gran, my best friend, my soulmate, and on a day I never is, or not one single day, do I ever not think about her. So hope she enjoyed that up there. And also, I've got to say a big hello to Gary and Danielle. Obviously, Gary's not been very well, but I'm glad to see he's back in the chat room. And I just wanted to say to him, he's actually a local guy, so it's good. I like it when I've got locals calling in as well. So just wanted to say to Gary, I've got myself a car, love. So it's okay. You'll be doing a pre-MOT test on it soon, okay? I'll give you a shout. So I hope you're both okay. So is everybody okay in the chat anyway? Are you all happy enough in there? All behaving, I hope? It's lovely to see so much love in the room. That's all I can say. So hope everybody's all okay. Right, so I'm going to very quickly say, if anybody can't join into the chat room, by all means, I know Natasha's listening on to the line at the moment. If anybody wants to join on Facebook, go to Ask Sue Show and add there, and then we will give you links every time of, literally, every time you want to listen to one of the shows, we put the links on there. So go to Ask Sue Show. And you'll find there, or you can go onto Facebook and find me, Ask Sue Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S. So that's Ask Sue Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S. I'm good to see that everybody's all okay in the chat room and that you're actually behaving. So I'm going to go out the chat for a minute. Bill will be watching to make sure everybody's behaving. I'm sure you all will. And we're going to go to the next caller. I can't believe how fast this time's going. We've got half an hour left, so let's see how we get on. And we are going to, hold on a minute, let me work out where I'm going here. We are going to Lisa. Hi, Lisa, how are you doing?
Oh, bless your heart, dear heart. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you, and I just really have enjoyed hearing you.
Thank you. Do you know, tonight there is so much emotion. It's quite breathtaking, to say the least. Do you know what I mean? And I'm going to say exactly the same to you. You have got loads of emotion around you at the minute.
Yes, I do.
Have you had tears around you?
No.
I'm trying to, after having that sound of my nan, I have to switch myself off a bit because I just, don't mean, so I don't want to be picking up other things, so I'm trying to think. But you've, something's literally making you want to cry, and I literally want to say that you could cry over the spilt milk at the minute.
Yeah.
You are putting a very big, brave face on something.
Yes.
The person that I would see on the street where I say, hi there, how you doing, would answer me back, I'm fine, thanks, how are you? Deep down, you would say, actually, I'm feeling a bit crap at the minute.
Yes.
Okay? And that would pretty well be an understatement. I'm feeling that there is a child in the spirit world around you.
Oh.
Is it you or is it somebody else around you?
I think it's me. That's amazing that you would pick that up.
This was when you were younger, though, yeah?
Isn't that amazing you would pick that up? I had a vision of me yesterday morning as a little girl, and I wondered who the heck was that, and then I realized later it was me.
Yeah. Did you, I don't want to go too deep into this, but I'm going to say that you, all I'm going to say is you didn't get to hold the baby.
Yes, right.
Okay. It was definitely there, but you, how can I put this? You sensed it was there, but it was never confirmed that it was there. Does that make sense?
It could make sense in so many different ways. I'll hold on to that and meditate on it.
This is going back quite a bit. You actually thought you were pregnant, but you didn't go for test or anything for quite some time. But you felt like you were. But then, obviously, all the woman things came in, and then you thought, "No, I'm not." I'm going to say to you that you actually were, but but you obviously it was very, very early on in your pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
Now, this was, I'm going to say, I'm going to say this was quite early on.
Okay.
Am I right? This was right when you were about 20.
I don't know that it had that much significant impact on my life, though.
No, it was like, it's almost like now I've mentioned it, you'll go back and think of it, but it's like it would you would never have thought of it besides, but I'm picking up that you were about, I'm going to say 20, 23, something of that sort of time, and it was literally, when you work back, go back, in, obviously, work back to how old you were, you know, and everything, and I think you'll find that that was when you, it happened, okay? But believe me, this baby is around you. Obviously, they're not showing me, so I can't say to you if it's a boy or a girl, but they've actually seen these tears that you've got. And it doesn't matter if this baby was literally only just conceived, or if this baby was 6 months old when it passed, or whatever, they are obviously still around you, okay? And their instinct, as you as a mum, is still to try and protect you, okay?
Okay.
I feel, at this minute in time, you're feeling very much on your own.
Oh, yeah, very isolated.
Yeah, is it right to say that there is two, if not three, people that have let you down around you?
Oh, my God, yes.
There's one main person, but two off that main person.
Yes.
Okay. You just can't. I'm trying to get something from it, but it's like the saying that you can't understand it, never mind me. Does that make sense?
I don't understand why these things keep happening. I'm going to have to start doing things a different way, I think.
They're just showing me total confusion. And I'm literally to the point when I feel quite dizzy. It's like you've literally gone over this in your head, I must say, about 50,000 times.
Yeah.
This is literally driving you to the point of insanity almost. It's like you think about it and think about it. You reevaluate it. You think about it. You reevaluate it. You check it over. You checked it. Was it right? Was I wrong? Was it this? Was it that? And do you know what? If you could, I can honestly say that they're showing me, you know, like a safe, and there was 9,999 chances of you getting that number. You know, they've got all these different numbers. You could, with the amount of decision making and going over it, you could actually pick that lock with the amount of decisions you've gone through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like you've evaluated what went wrong and what's happened over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And all I'm going to say to you is they're showing me that you can evaluate it, you can chop it into pieces, you can look at it, you can tip it upside down and shake it, and it's still not going to change. Okay?
No, it won't change.
You have literally got to walk away. They are not showing me what this is. All I can see that it's three people, and I feel like you are on meltdown.
Yeah, you're right. Can I tell you very briefly? I just don't know what to do. I'm so desperate that, and you're right about walking away. I'm trying to think of how to do things differently. There are several different places that I work at, very freelance, and some of these places I don't get paid, and I volunteer, but I believe passionately in the work. And one of the places, the head guy stole my work, just stole it out from underneath me, and I'd been working on it for 2 years, and he wasn't even going to tell me, and he just mentioned it, and then, quickly acknowledged. He said, I know you got it started, and I know you've been doing it, but I'm going to take it, and I'm meeting them for lunch, the people that I've been working with, and I thought, so that's kind of spinning. I mean, it's been happening to a lot of my work in different places, that people just come in and take credit for what I've been doing, and I'm thinking, like you said, walking away and ditching everything, but I believe.
Do you feel like you are literally at the end of a path, Simone?
Like at the end of the road, at the end of the path?
Yeah, you've literally ummed and ahed to the point that you want to chuck everything down and walk away and said, right, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this. Are you having hot flushes at the minute?
No.
I've literally got a temperature of a goodness knows how much. Is it the stress that's making you feel so hot and bothered or something? Because they literally give me... I've honestly got just a mass temperature. I'm absolutely boiling.
I think it's the stress.
Okay.
Sometimes I get angry.
Right, okay. Things... they were showing me you've actually been, not to this degree, but you've sort of been in the same... same situation before.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was nowhere near this at all. And you feel like you're beating yourself up 50 times over because of the fact you've let it get to this. Going back quite a while, you had a small inkling about something and you didn't go upon it.
Yeah.
It was literally, I'm going to say to you, it was like something appeared or something happened and you thought, I wonder if, and you said, nah. And it was as quick as that. You thought it, you forgot it, and that was it, and you moved on. But now you're sort of kicking yourself over it. What I'm going to say to you is, it's going to make you stronger and it's going to make you even see even better. Okay?
Okay.
Have you got paperwork that you've got to do that you've literally put to one side at the moment because you've got, and I'm going to make everybody laugh because I always say, can't be arthritis.
Yeah. You're right.
That paperwork, and I feel a bit of my own personal shouting at you here, that paperwork is not going to get done itself, okay?
Yes.
This, God, I sound like a right cow then, don't I? But it's like they're quite... There's somebody that in your past, I'm not picking up who it is, but there's somebody that's very stern that would have told you exactly as it was.
Yeah.
Right? Quite close to you, I'm going to say. And then literally they would have said to you, no, you need to do this, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and it's now. Don't leave it. Don't dwell on it. Learn from it and move on. That's quite stern. It would be 1, 2, 3, 4, end. There would be none of this messing about. There'd be none of this, oh, please, dear, don't do that. Come on now. There'd be none of that nonsense. this person from your past would literally, who's literally passed over, would literally say to you as it is, and I've got my finger up and it's like I'm pointing to you. You need to do this, this, this and this. And you actually know what you need to do, but you, as I always say, you've got a bit of can't be asked-itis, you're fed up what's happened, to say the very least, and it's like you just haven't got that push at the moment to move it forward.
Yes, you're right.
You have, I'm going to say, had one hell of a fight to get where you are, to get that work, and you've done a lot of work and hours, and your heart was in that work.
Yeah.
You can get all that again, but remember that the guy that's took this stuff from you has not got what you've got.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's almost like they're showing me this computer. And it's like they've took the computer off you, they've gone and took it to their house, they're going to type in, but they can't because they haven't got the password. Okay? Now, what I'm saying about this is yes, they've got your work, but they haven't got you to do it all. It's never going to be like how you did it. Does that make sense? Okay?
Yeah.
There is going to be some more opportunities from around you from this because it's going to make you stronger and more determined. But don't put too many walls up because you won't let things in.
Okay.
Okay? Put a couple of walls up just to protect yourself, but just be careful that you don't put too many up.
Okay.
Have you got quite a few letters that you need to send out? No, let me stop. It's not that. You've got a lot of contacts in your book. They show me a book and they show me a load of stamps. You need to send letters to all of your contacts just to say, hi, I'm still here. There's quite a few that will actually come from that.
Okay.
So you need to, I'm seeing where it's almost like you're going to like, do a CV, tell people what you're all about, and something big's going to come from that.
Okay.
Okay? So it's time to uplift. No more negativity. Don't pick up from those people that stole your work. Literally say, okay then, wipe yourself down. Know that they're not going to be able to do anything like you did. Wipe yourself down, get back up, and literally go forward. Okay? There is going to be somebody that comes forward that literally helps you, but you're going to be very protective over what you're doing. Okay?
Okay.
There's going to be an offer of something coming up. Check it, and it will actually be okay, but you need to check. There'll be certain things that you will want to put in place first. Okay.
Okay.
Just be careful with that. What's coming up? I'm not seeing mass negativity around it. All I'm saying to you is just check things. Don't just sign on a dotted line and think, oh, it's okay because it's just all this. Just check it. You know, dot the I's, cross the T's before you sign on the bottom line. Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Have you moved recently?
No. But I would be open.
You've actually been looking in books to move, haven't you?
Well, there's a house. I don't know if you see that coming. There's a house that's coming up on auction, and my friend and I were wanting to try to get it. I don't know if you see that.
Have you... they're showing me this book. So, and I'm saying book because, and that's quite funny because obviously if you go and you pick up a certain house, you just get one piece of paper explaining this house. But with this book, it's actually a list of all of the houses, different houses that are up, isn't there? There's quite a few of the houses at this place. There's quite a few houses at this auction up for sale.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, occasionally they come up. We notice this one particular one because we like the location, and we like the structure of the, you know, the room within the house.
Right. This is really funny. I have just gone absolutely boiling hot again, right? And I'm asking them, why am I suddenly being shown this warmth all over again, right? And literally, I feel boiling hot. Just check that everything with this house, as far as heating and something in that, is all okay.
Okay.
I can actually tell that you're going to move, all right? I can see the moving bit, but I'm going to say to you, you just need, it's all to do with the I's and T's. Be careful what you're dotting and crossing, okay? Just check.
Okay.
All right? But I'm feeling really hot again, and I'm going to say it's either heating or it's water or it's something that you need to check.
Okay.
Is there an E in the address of that house? An E?
Oh, you know, there might be. I'm trying to remember. I remember how it's spelled, but there could very well be an E.
Right, E. Because they're showing me an E, a capital E in it, so... don't know. Just look out for that. But what I'm going to say is just check things first. Do you know what I mean? Just be sure. Do you know what I mean? But
okay.
I do say, they're definitely showing me that you're going to be moving, which is going to do the world a good, fresh new start. And literally where you've literally moved in this house and all the windows are going to be open and you get loads of fresh air and new air to breathe. Does that make sense? I feel like you've been stuck in that same air for quite a while.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Just go with it, okay? Don't sit there. I feel like you've sat there and you, like I've said to you already, you've sat there and thought and thought and thought. Nothing is going to change what they've done, okay? But all I'm going to say to you, you wait until about 6-12 months and you are going to look back and you'll be able to ring in this show and say, do you know what, Sue? They actually did me a favor. Because it's going to make you so much stronger.
Okay?
Okay. And just remember, they took your work, but they can't take you. All right? They can take the work, but they haven't got your information and your work and your hours and your thoughts to put into that, okay?
You're right.
You know, literally time, and I'm going to personally give you an Ask Sue show, kick up the bottom, and I'm going to say to you, go and get it. I'm not seeing no blockages with you. You have literally got to say, right, that's it, thank you very much, that's enough of that, I've evaluated it, I've checked it over, I've gone through it 1,000 times, I can't change it, time to move on. It's going to come back for you, okay? Definitely going to come back for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay? Just go for it. Definitely just go for it. Is that okay?
Yes, it is, and very much so.
Okay. Well, listen, you look after yourself and keep your chin up, okay?
Thank you so much for taking my call, Sue.
No, it's fine, Lisa. And if you haven't already joined, join the Ask Sue show on Facebook. I want to have updates on how you're getting on.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay, then, Lisa. You look after yourself. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
And thank you very much to Lisa for calling into the show. Again, another amazing reading. I just absolutely love that. And do you know what? I can't believe the time has gone so fast. I was thinking earlier how much pain I was in and if I would be able to do this, that, and the other. So I apologize to area code 561, 513, and 207 for not being able to take your calls tonight. I wish I could have done longer, and, you know, maybe in one of these days we'll get a bigger radio station and maybe we can have longer times, okay? But I apologise for that, and please call into the show again. We will be having the Ask Sue Psychic Night next week on Wednesday, and so please, you can call in, and that'll be 347-327-9694 a week tonight here on the Ask Sue show. So very quickly, want to just go and see if everybody's all okay in the chat. I just want to say a big hello to Alison, Bill, F.O.R. Danielle, Lorna, Rhiannon, and Toku. That's a bit of a strange name, Toku. I'm not being rude about anybody's name, and if it is your name, I do apologise for that totally. Hope everybody's all okay. Let me know whereabouts you're from. I don't even know if I said that right, actually, so if I did say hello, hi, Toku, hope you're okay. Oh, and sorry, it's Gary who's F.O. Sorry, Gary. Hope you're okay, love.
If you want to read them,
I haven't got time for reading. Sorry, my sidekick here, Bill, is just telling me that somebody needs a reading. So, Danielle, if you're looking for reading or anybody, I can do that next week on the Ask Sue show, or maybe I might be able to squeeze one on the phone, but I must admit I haven't done them literally over the... I try not to do them over the phone too much because it just gets too much from people wanting readings off me. But maybe we'll be able to sort something out, Danielle. Okay. Big hello to Lorna from Falmouth, is that how you say it? Cornwall. Hope you're okay, Lorna. Hi to Rhiannon in Telford. Sunny. I'm not so sure it's sunny right now because it's dark, Rhiannon. Bit concerning there for you, love. Bless you. Right, Pennsylvania, Alison's from. he has to be so sarcastic. Bill is from Our House. I just fancy that song now. Our house in the middle of the street. Never mind, anyway, we'll just move swiftly on, because singing isn't my part, as you all know. Even though I did do that song one day with the kids, but that was a different day. Anyway, so hope everybody is all okay. I hope... Very funny. Now it's raining soon. anyway, moving swiftly on. I hope everybody's all okay and hope you've all enjoyed the show. Please share the links. We have got the lovely Philippa on tomorrow night. And as you all know, she is an absolute star, to say the least. So please, everybody, share the links for Philippa. I'm just going to see if I can actually find it. Did I actually put it on? No, I didn't, did I? So what I'll do is I'll go on to the Ask Sue show. Let me give you the link for the Ask Sue show. I will put that onto the chat now. If you go to Ask Sue show on Facebook, join there and we'll give the links for tomorrow night's show. And that'll be with Philippa McKee. And obviously, we all love Philippa. She's just lovely. She's an absolute star, bless her. So please join into tomorrow night's show, where we have a good old rant about a bit of this and a bit of that, don't we? You know, so it could be anything. But do you know what I mean? Absolutely a brilliant show coming up. And I just want to say a big hello to Howard Epstein, Jeff Colton back, Sean Casey, and Dr. C for last night's show. It was absolutely fantastic. If you've not listened to the show from last night, please go and have a listen. It was absolutely fantastic. Just want to say to Lorna, will you stop putting songs in my head? Because I remember that song, It's Raining in My Heart. I'll tell you what, honestly, talk about reminisce. I'm going to have to get some old songs going, aren't I, one of these nights? Maybe we'll do a request night at this rate. But listen, thank you very much to everybody who's called in tonight, especially Natasha, Lisa, and there was another lady, and I've forgotten the first one's name. Anyway, you all know who I mean. So thank you very much to everybody who's called into the show. Thank you very much to all of my listeners that have been listening in on the chat room. So I want to say a big shout out to Alison, to Bill, to Gary and Danielle, to Lorna, Rhiannon, and Toku. Toku, just very quickly, whereabouts are you from? Toku. That's quite amazing, that name. Let me just see. We're just waiting for a little pop-up there. Just to tell everybody, go and have a look at the Ask Sue show. You can go and look. You can put some free advertising on asksue.co.uk. And by all means, go and have a look at my website as well. That is on wix.com, and that's Ask Sue. So please, by all means, go and have a look, and you will see that all later. So thank you very much to everybody that's joined the show. Thank you very much to everybody in the chat. And I'm now going to go to the Ask Sue Show group. So if anybody wants to come and join me, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much to everybody who's joined the show. And have a good night, and God bless you, everybody. Good night.